playing in your yard? The Reading Piano Angels program accepts the donation of any and all types of vehicles. Sedans, trucks, minivans, campers, RVs, boats, trailers, motorcycles, even go-karts. Your donation of that unwanted vehicle could help support the work of Piano Angels in our area. You can go to readingpianoangels.com and click on the car. Call 530-510-1903. That's 530-510-1903.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here, our Power Hour, Hour 3. Our number is 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. You know, we've talked here, about the Barbary Pirates and talked on Fox about it and also my Liberty's Voice video podcast. The Barbary Pirates were a big problem. Big problem. Tripoli, Libya, but North Africa, period. Morocco and so forth, Somalia. What they were doing, the Barbary Pirates, was they would capture these ships which had white Europeans on them, and they would enslave them from Europe and from America. During John Adams' presidency, 4 years of his presidency, he paid them bribes to release them. Because the pirates said, look, you give us X, Y, Z, or else we're going to keep these people and we'll sell them into slavery elsewhere. So Adams tried to buy freedom for several of them, and he did. Jefferson's elected. He says, no. We're not making deals with pirates. And so we had the first Barbary War. There'd be another one, but I'm talking about the first. And he sent what we had as a navy to fight them. And our newly formed Marines to fight them. And to recover as many Americans who were being held in slavery and sold into slavery as possible. And that's exactly what we did. Jefferson knew well of the Islamist ideology. He said, there's no negotiating with the Islamists. That's not how they think. They only understand one thing, brute force. It's not like the Western mind. And he was right. I don't think we quite understand that today. Keep talking about deals and negotiations and so forth and so on. We've had 47 years of this. And really, the only president who's now poised to put an end to this is President Trump. And there are people who are lobbying him, who are advising him to find a way out of this sooner than later. Some of them are Republicans on Capitol Hill, including Josh Hawley, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, this guy Tillis from North Carolina. Ever since he decided not to run, he's revealed himself as a liberal. And perhaps one or two. Oh, and the guy from Utah. We got this moderate kook Republican. Not even moderate, just kind of a weirdo. So we have like six Republican senators. And they're all pushing for a vote on the
War Powers Act, 60 days, on whether or not to authorize the continuation of war with Iran. Now, Hawley's supposed to be a constitutional expert. At least that's how he presents himself. And he should know that that law is unconstitutional. But, you know, he doesn't. There's always been something about him I've never really been able to figure out. I don't dislike the man. It has nothing to do with that. It just, there's a bit of an oddity. I can't, and I don't mean personally or his personality or his character. I'm talking about his philosophy to me. But that said, you've got that going on. It's time to end this the right way. Finish off the IRGC to the extent we can militarily. Continue the chokehold. And arm the people, for God's sakes. We've done it before. Is our CIA not up to this anymore? I would ask Mr. Ratcliffe, who's a good guy, is the CIA incapable of this anymore? We used to be able to do it. We did it in Afghanistan, and we did it in Angola, and we did it in Nicaragua and other places under Ronald Reagan. Now, we had a great director of the CIA, I have to say. Great director of the CIA. And he'd been an old director of the equivalent of the CIA during World War II, Casey, Bill Casey. And the Democrats hated Bill Casey because he was smart, smart as hell. Smart as hell. Of course, they mocked him and mocked him, too. But they didn't care. The Reagan guys just didn't care. They did what they needed to do. I think the president's the same way. But Casey was head of the CIA from 1981 to 1987, unfortunately passed away in 1987. And under his tutelage, he was able to do things that needed to be done. That needed to be done. He was a tremendous lawyer in the private sector in the years past in New York. Tremendous lawyer. But he had a background in intelligence. And he was commissioned in the Naval Reserve in 1943. He was part of the wartime staff of William Donovan. You may have heard of him. A great warrior. He coordinated with the French resistance against the Nazis, for which he got a Bronze Star. In support of the invasion of Normandy, the liberation of France. 1944, he became chief of American secret intelligence operations in Europe. And when Reagan became president, he made him head of the CIA. Damn good choice. I want you to think about this. The head of the CIA was William Casey. The head of the Pentagon was Caspar Weinberger. Fantastic. And for a short period, it was Haig, who was the Secretary of State, and then George Shultz, both of whom were great, by the way. Both. And the counselor to the president, his closest advisor, was Edwin Meese, who would later become Attorney General. What a group. What a group. And I can tell you, I can assure you that the CIA under Casey was quite capable of arming freedom fighters and a population that wanted to be free. And that was, as I say, that was a key to the Reagan doctrine, to defeating the Soviet Union. So I'm not clear, and I'm just saying this openly, why that isn't part of our strategy. Maybe it is, and they're just not telling us. That's certainly a possibility, too. But if you want to bring down that regime, that's how you're going to do it. Internally. That's how you do it. And I notice there aren't many people talking about this. Have you noticed that, Mr. Producer? I don't know why. I don't know why. It doesn't involve our troops. In the past, it's been very, very successful. And we get to deal with these people. They're not going to keep their word. They're terrorists, for God's sakes. Have they kept their word? No. Ever? No. Once? No. It's also the quickest way to end the war, which was what I was saying. Hit them hard, again. keep choking them economically, which is a brilliant move by the president, and now arm the people. And if we don't arm them soon and train up certain pockets of resistance, and so it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. And I don't know. I'm just concerned about the CIA bureaucracy. You know, the thing about William Casey is he called the shots. And the bureaucrats would give him a lot of advice, tell him he could and couldn't do things, but he went ahead anyway. Because he knew that Reagan was in charge. This was part of the Reagan doctrine. It didn't really matter what the bureaucrats had to say. Very, very important. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Financial Group.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the costs of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
reason why liberals hate this show. But listen anyway. They know they're probably wrong. Mark Levin is on the radio.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have our friend Byron Donalds with us. Byron, a lot of activity in the state legislature today. Tell us what happened and what you make of it.
Well, the governor submitted a map to the legislature. The legislature passed a new Florida map. So it looks like it's going to be a good map that allows for, you know, the political framework and foundations of Florida to be represented up here in Washington, D.C. So I think they did a great job. Support what the governor did. I think they got that done. The governor is going to sign that, and we move forward.
Yeah, and it's done in the context of what these other states did, because the governor actually waited to see if Virginia was really going to push through the map that they pushed through. And they did, and it's only then that he acted, correct?
Yeah, that's the way, you know, we interpreted it. And so, you know, but the governor's been great for our state. Mark, you know this. Governor DeSantis has done a great job. And once again, he's been a real leader in the country. And so, you know, we're grateful for his leadership. You know, and at this time where, look, I mean, let's put aside the gerrymandering stuff for a moment. The Democrats are crazy, Mark.
Yeah.
They're nuts. And like, even today, people are saying, oh, they're favored in the midterms. Oh, they're favored in the midterms. And I say, with what policy? Because all they want to do is impeach Trump or obstruct Trump, and all the president's trying to do is keep the border secured, get criminal illegal aliens out of our country, help to rebuild our economy, and continue to do the great work he's doing. And, oh, yeah, by the way, standing against the Iranian regime. This is all common sense stuff, but the Democrats are so nuts and they're so power hungry that they just oppose common sense things like, you know, funding Secret Service and funding TSA.
You're 100% right. That really is the way to look at this. The big picture is they have nothing to offer. And because if they offered their radical left agenda like Mondami is, they would have to defend it and answer for it. And he's already out of money, Byron. He's already going back on all of his promises. He's already talking about massive tax increases. He already is talking about he needs much more money from the state. And the guy's in there a couple of months. That's basically the way it works with Marxist socialists, isn't it?
Absolutely. A lot of promises. It all sounds nice, but it's not effective. It never works. And it's actually funny. I was on the floor talking with a couple of colleagues, and we were looking at some of the Dems, and we were like, these guys couldn't run a lemonade stand. Mm-hmm. These guys never run anything, never been in business, but they lecture you and me and just hardworking Americans about how things should go. Meanwhile, they're a bunch of limousine liberals. They love everything being handed to them. They love the cocktail parties, but they do not have an appreciation for the market system and for free enterprise and individual liberty and limited government to allow people to be productive, which creates a great society like we have in the United States.
And you actually have a background in finance. Explain that to the country.
Before politics, I spent 17 years in the finance world. I started as a credit analyst at a community bank. I ended up running the entire credit department, Mark. I underwrote businesses. I would actually write the policy that would allow for us to lend to somebody. Then I worked in insurance for 7 years. And after that, I worked in financial services. I was securities licensed. I had my Series 7, my Series 66, and then I invested money on behalf of my clients. So before politics, I spent 17 years in the business world, in the finance world. And that's why when sometimes you sit down and you listen to these arguments from the political left and the radical left, I know just by the time they start opening their mouth, like everything that they're saying or they're promising makes no sense, cannot be delivered. And the only way they can keep it is they tax people to death and they regulate people to death. And that does not help anybody succeed.
And you are a living American example of what the Supreme Court meant today when they said, hey, look, don't create race-based districts. They said it is unconstitutional to create districts that discriminate racially against people, but if somebody has an opportunity to run, then that is what we want in this country. And you are a congressman. Tell everybody, from where?
Southwest Florida, Naples, Marco Island, Fort Myers. Mark, my district is a little over 80% white district. That's my district. But the people of Southwest Florida, they voted for me, and they continue to vote for me because I'm a conservative.
Exactly.
I believe in free markets. I believe in Western civilization. I believe in our Constitution, and that's what they want, and that's why they vote for me. And so it's not about your race. It's not about your skin color. It's about the policies and about the values you support. But, Mark, I'll tell you one bigger. I tweeted this out today. The Democrats don't care about racial about racial representation or black representation. They only care about Democrat representation. Because in the state of Utah, one of their front groups sued to gerrymander Burgess Owens, a black man who's a Republican, out of his congressional district.
Boy.
And I didn't hear the Democrats talking about how we have to save Burgess Owens because he's black. They wanted him to go because he's a Republican. So they don't care about the color of somebody's skin. They only care about political power. And they use the Voting Rights Act and they use the court system to improve their power. That's all they care about. They do not care about black people or Hispanics or anything else.
Is he going to be okay, Burgess?
Burgess has decided not to run for re-election because the district moved to like a Democrat plus 10 district. And so Burgess decided that he was going to retire.
So they pushed him out.
They pushed him out, but then you have everybody from Obama on down today talking about this is going to take away black representation. That's why I said they don't care about black representation. They care about Democrat power. And you're Hispanic, as long as you're a Democrat, then you're good. It's all good. You're a Republican, they will get rid of you. They'll sue to get rid of you. They'll sue to get your maps changed so that you can't win your seat because they care about power.
Mm-hmm. Now, you want to be governor. I think you'd be a fantastic governor, by the way. Got a lot of kooks running, don't you?
Well, look, I focus on me. And you know, the campaign's going great. Obviously, we have the full support of President Trump, of Senator Rick Scott, so many of my colleagues on Capitol Hill, and actually at the state level as well. We have 38 of our sheriffs have endorsed our campaign. So we're ahead by a lot, but we take nothing for granted. We're crisscrossing the state. When I'm not in D.C., I'm somewhere in Florida talking to the people of our state. It's an awesome state, Mark. You know Florida, how great it is. We're the best in the country, and we want to make sure that we build on the success of Governor DeSantis to make sure that Florida remains the free state of Florida for many, many years to come.
How is the fundraising and everything going? Because it's a big state, and you got like 412 media markets there, you know.
Yeah, so we've now raised a little over $70 million overall. We closed out the last quarter, I think a little over $67 million. We've had a couple of million since then. People have been very generous and supportive of our campaign. But look, we got a lot of work to do. Like this election cycle, not going to be easy. But if we get out there and we talk about the values of Florida, keeping Florida free, really tackling affordability, either eliminating homestead property taxes or providing real relief to seniors and people trying to get started, lowering insurance costs, and then making sure our kids have a real pathway towards success. We want our kids, when they come out of high school, to master math, reading, and writing. And if they're not going to go to college or university, have the skills they need to go directly into the trades, put real food on the table, put a real roof over their head so they can build the Florida dream for themselves the way I was able to build the Florida dream for myself.
And if people want to help you in Florida or anywhere in the country, where do they go?
ByronDonalds.com. Follow me at ByronDonalds. But, you know, we've been blessed. Everywhere across the state, we've been picking up a lot of support. The people of Florida are awesome. I love this state. We're going to
help
keep it
this man, ladies and gentlemen. We posted it on our social sites. God bless you. The best of your family, Byron. Take care of yourself. We'll be right back. If you're 65 or older, your Medicare plan can determine your fate, which doctors you can see, which prescriptions are covered, and what you pay out of pocket. When your plan doesn't fit your needs, you could be in trouble. This is why you need to know about Chapter. Listen to this from Leslie. She writes, I was in a panic. My pain doctor had left my current carrier. Chapter found me a plan that includes all my doctors, gives me more coverage and a lower copay. Chapter is the only national Medicare advisor that compares every plan available to you. Their salaried advisors help you find a plan that's best for you, not the insurance companies. And if you're already on the best plan for your needs, they'll tell you that. No pressure. A call with Chapter is free.
takes about 20 minutes or less. And if you're turning 65 or you're already on Medicare, dial pound 250, say the keyword Medicare help. I'm telling you, you got to check this out. Again, that's pound 250, say Medicare help.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Mark Levin, bringing the family together every night around the radio.
These children are in need of an education.
The Mark Levin Show. It's your daily adult dosage of the Constitution. The Mark Levin Show. Call in now at 877-381-3811.
All right. I'm going to be taking calls any minute now. I want to share two stories. It seems the mainstream media hasn't connected, but we will. Story one, the U.S. Treasury's own 2025 financial report, released a few months back, shows $6 trillion in assets and $47 trillion in liabilities. That's about a negative net worth of $41 trillion, and it's actually worse than that, because that's on the books. They have stuff off the books, like obligations for entitlements and so forth, of about $300 trillion. That's not too good. You know what that's called, Mr. Producer? Insolvency. Since 2021, gold prices and the U.S. debt have moved in near lockstep. That means as the debt goes up, gold's been going up. The market already knows. Now here's story number two. In 2025, global gold demand passed 5,000 tons for the first time ever. Meanwhile, mine production grew just 1%. You ever watch that show on TV, Gold Rush? You see how difficult it is to get gold? Well, you can't print gold. You can't just make it. That's the difference between paper money and gold. And it's called diversification. If you put all your resources in paper money or paper equities, that's putting all your eggs in one basket. Not a great idea. Over the last 20 years, the value of the dollar has gone down 30%. The value of gold has gone up 700%. Similarly with silver. Diversification, that's the key. And that's why I trust monetary gold. Of all the businesses out there, monetary gold, 26 years, 50,000 clients, AAA from the Better Business Bureau. Every fee is disclosed up front, no surprises, nothing hidden. They're not a fly-by-night. They've been around a while now. And that's why I trust them. Call Monetary Gold right now. Get their free gold and silver guide. Hello, get their free gold and silver guide. They don't have your contact. You have to contact them. They won't harass you. They won't pressure you. I want you to get the information. 877-NOW-GOLD. That's the number. You can call it right now. 877-NOW-GOLD. Hello, 877-NOW-GOLD. Or visit marklovesgold.com if you prefer. You can go on the internet. Marklovesgold.com. Again, marklovesgold.com. It's true, you know. Or 877-NOW-GOLD. Get that free gold and silver guide, folks. Get it and take a look at it. You can learn a great deal from that guide. It's one of the most popular guides on silver and gold that's ever been published. One more time, 877-NOW-GOLD. Go ahead and try it. Or marklovesgold.com. Performance varies, of course. Always consult your financial and tax professional. But you can get that free gold and silver guide right now. 877-NOW-GOLD. Get that free gold and silver guide. At least start there. That's my advice to you. All righty. Boy, this show moves quickly. I think it does anyway. Oh, yeah. Let's see who we have here. We have Tim, Auburn, New York, on the great WAUB. Tim, how are you today?
Hello. I'm good, Mark. It's a pleasure talking to you from your bunker there. Hard to get down there, but I finally got in.
Very good. Hey, thank
Mark,
you.
I'm a little disappointed in Americans. I was born in 1961, sir, and it didn't matter what president got voted in. My parents, grandparents, and everybody called Mr. President, president by their last name. I'm so saddened that they brought so many people in here and they brainwashed them so bad to, you know, fight against ourselves. I think there's a saying, sir. I don't know if it's correct or not, but divided we fall, united we stand.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right?
You did. You did. Or as Lincoln said, a house divided against itself. And we sure are becoming that.
I've been working on that for, they've been working on that my whole life, sir. The other thing is that I had to go kindergarten through 12th grade. I had to wait a year, and then I could vote. Mm-hmm. I don't believe anybody should be able to come here, can't speak, read, write, or speak English, which that rule is getting shot out the window, and it's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
But they got to do their 12 years of schooling, sir, before they can vote. I mean, that's pretty simple and logical. And the only
reason the problem is we can come up with all the smartest ideas, and you have many, but we have a party that obstructs every single one of them. We have a party that does not believe in America. We have a party that actually hates America. When you hear AOC and Bernie Sanders and this guy Chris Murphy, do they sound like they love America? Does Tlaib sound like she loves America? Does Mondami sound like he loves America? I can go on and on and on. The Democrat Party is filled with people who hate this country. Hate this country. And they're very good at raising funds. And they're very good at lying. And it gets very, very difficult. And the problem is when they're in power, they do everything they can to sink the country, don't they? Open borders, undermining law enforcement, abusing the Constitution. Big problem. Go ahead, my friend.
I believe I'm embarrassed to be a New Yorker, for one thing. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that if they don't take care of the other half and say, there's got to be something in that. There's got to be something.
A word, sir. We're on radio. We're not a podcast. I understand using it. It's not the worst of the words, that's for sure, but we can't use it. All right, thank you for your call, my friend. See, that word that gentleman used is not, it's sort of a mid-level curse word, wouldn't you say, Mr. Producer? It's not the F word or other words that I only want to use the initials. And yet, here we are on radio, you can't do it. You can't do it on TV. See, that's what I mean. There's some governing principles here that you don't have when it comes to podcasting. They're dropping the F-bombs left and right. They use them as nouns and verbs and pronouns and adverbs. Crazy. Let's go to Connor. Huntsville, Alabama, on the Mark Levin app. We love Huntsville, Alabama here. It's a beautiful town. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking my call, Mark. Yes, in the sir. Past, one of the Democrat arguments has been that a person of color can only adequately be represented by another person of color, mm-hmm. which is on its face is absurd and racist. We all should want the same things. We want good schools. We want safe streets. We want solid mm-hmm. government. So what am I missing here?
You're missing a Democrat Party that created racism. No, not uniquely Democrat Party, but actually institutionalized it, defended it in slavery, defended it in segregation, defended it in eugenics, defended it right into the 1960s and early 70s. The Republican Party was founded in the 1850s for one reason, abolition, to eliminate slavery. And what happened is during the course of the 1900s, with Wilson and certainly in the FDR era, the idea of civil liberties was sort of redefined as being economic redistribution. And that's how they got all this power. And even today, the Marxists and the socialists and so forth and so on, civil liberties are defined by economics. They're not defined by law. They're not defined the way they're supposed to be defined. And so now the Marxists have hijacked that. So now they talk about equality, not in terms of justice and not in terms of opportunity and not in terms of the legal treatment of an individual, a human being, but it's now defined in terms of benefits and redistribution and the rich versus the poor and the middle class versus everybody and so forth and so on. So they've tried to Americanize this cultural Marxism and economic socialism. And that's why today the Democrat Party, again, has succeeded at that, because most of the legal barriers and constitutional issues don't exist anymore. They just don't. No matter how much the Democrats say they do. So it's turned into an economic issue. You'll hear them use the word equity. Equity is a word the communists have used for 100 years. Equity is an impossibility. What does that even mean? Equality
is not an economic term. It's a civil liberties term. And yet they've turned it into an economic term. And so that's how we've gotten where we are in many respects as far as I'm concerned. I hope I'm not too confusing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. So, you know, you can only be...
A lot of smart people in Huntsville, rocket scientists, literally, and all kinds of technology. People don't realize when it comes to space technology and things of that sort, Huntsville, Alabama, the Redstone Arsenal, that's the heart of it. That's where the brainiacs are. Go right ahead, Connor.
Well, but their argument is that you have to be part of the struggle to understand my struggle. But these are local issues. You don't like the way your counties run, your cities run. Take care of it at the local level. Mm-hmm. As you're talking about the role of the government, the federal government needs to be downsized anyway. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you have geographic boundaries, a homogenous society has more things in common than a 100-mile by 30-mile gerrymandered area that has absolutely nothing in common at the federal level.
All right, my friend, I get it. We're up against a lot, as you can tell. Thank you for your call. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Hear ye, good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Pat paying $70, $80, $90 a month to Big Wireless for unlimited data is insanity, especially when Pure Talk, my wireless company, is going to give you unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99 a month. Unlimited high-speed data at Pure Talk used to start at $55 a month, but because Pure Talk is constantly pushing to give you more for less, you can now get unlimited high-speed data for just $4.99 a month. If you've looked at Pure Talk before and you didn't make the move, please check them out again. And if you're wondering, is Pure Talk's network really as good as the overpriced big guys? Try it out for 30 days with no contract, no cancellation fees. Their U.S. customer service team is standing by to help you switch. Just dial #250, say keyword Mark Levin, to claim unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99. Again, dial #250, say Mark Levin, switch to my wireless company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
So find out more about Mark Levin by going to his website, marklevinshow.com.
Okay. Hang on 1 second here. Let's see what's cooking. There we go. History is unfolding right before our eyes with our tremendous, historic, iconic president. He's doing more than meeting all of his promises. He's doing well beyond that, whether it's the border, whether it's national security, whether it's the economy. As those tax cuts begin to kick in and the regulation cuts begin to kick in, we're energy independent. Once the war is done, you'll see the prices of fuel plummet. There's a lot of good things happening and in the works that will begin to resonate as well, but we have to make sure we're not hit by nuclear missiles. That's the number one thing, or none of the rest of it matters, does it? For you or your family or future generations, that won't exist. Now, in our system of government, when we have a president like we have, there are millions of us who have faith, believe in family and freedom, who need to get behind our president and promote our ideals and our values and our beliefs. He's only one man. That's why I want you to join AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Unlike other senior groups, AMAC is built around the values we hold dear. Here's the other thing. You don't have to be a senior to join. In fact, everyone in this audience should join if you're 18 or older. Why? Members receive trusted news, the outstanding AMAC magazine with great columns, and here's the kicker, money, saving, discounts, and benefits like you've never seen, unparalleled on travel and insurance and much more. And right now, you can join for 5 years, $47. That's a little over $9 a year, less than a dollar a month. You use those benefits and discounts, it'll pay for itself over and over and over again. Just use them once. Just once. So go to amac.us/Levin. Take advantage of this, folks. That's amac.us/LEVIN. amac.us/Levin. Join the Association of American, Mature American Citizens right now. I encourage you strongly to do it. All right. Let's take some calls, shall we? Let's go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on the Mark Levin app. How are you, Michael?
Excellent, sir. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm looking good. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to ask you, because of this decision in Louisiana, that apparently from reports I've heard is that Elena Kagan was urging the liberal members to slow walk this decision so redistricting couldn't happen before the November election.
Now, where did you hear that? I know she wanted to slow walk the dissent in the Dobbs case, but where did you hear that?
I heard that on the Vince show earlier today.
Well, you know, Vince knows more than I do. The Vince man's connected, you know. Well, I wouldn't be surprised, tell you the truth. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm wondering, like, with her doing the slow walking of the Dobbs decision, when all these justices' lives were under threat. Now, that may not be illegal, but it's definitely unethical. Is this grounds for her being removed?
Nobody's going to remove her. You need 60 votes in the Senate to do it. You got half the Republicans who wet themselves every time somebody brings something like that up.
so I don't think that's going to happen. The Democrats have the other problem. They don't have a single well, that's not true. They don't have many independent thinkers over there. Fetterman and maybe a couple others, and that's it. We have a lot of independent actors, and that doesn't mean they're necessarily good, by the way. They just are what they are. Yeah, that's loathsome, what she's doing, manipulating. That court has been so politicized, somebody on that court is leaking opinions. Somebody on that court is even worse. They're leaking chamber memos that justices write to each other. They're leaking them to the New York Times. You have Jackson, who is not the brightest bulb on the bench, and the way she writes her decisions are really outrageous. Even some of the other leftists on there, Sotomayor the other day and Kagan before that, they were getting very annoyed with her. You know, it's one thing to be a radical left-wing kook, but you got to pretend that you're not. You know, you gotta wrap it in legalese and constitutionalese, and she's not that good at that.
No,
yeah, it's a
no.
problem. All right, my friend. All right, let's see where we be. Where are we, Mr. Producer? Sirius Satellite, Alan in Colorado. How are you, Alan?
Very good.
All right, you're up.
I just want to let you know I follow you on the Fox Network on TV also.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that very much.
I am also an AMAC subscriber.
Oh, you're an AMAC member? Don't you love it? Those benefits are great. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm dropping the other one.
AARP? Good. They're very left-wing. Yeah?
Yes.
I appreciate that. Smart. Smart.
Yeah. I just want to point out something that nobody's discussing.
Mm-hmm.
And something has happened to me and my mobile service and my home phone service. I used to call Washington Journal on Sunday mornings and would be able
C-SPAN.
To give my impression. Yes, C-SPAN.
Okay.
And those numbers were like a 202-748.
All right. What about it, though?
No. Well, I used to call in there, and now I'm being blocked.
Hmm.
And, yeah, I can't call in there anymore. My service now goes to a competitor's acknowledgement for a phone line. Yeah. I'm being blocked.
Well, I can't fix that. I don't know what's going on there, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm sorry. Maybe you stop calling them. Well, you called here and you got through, so at least that's working. That's all that matters. Sorry, sir. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, ICE. Nice. I like it. And all of our troops doing a great job out there. God bless you, and you too, Mr. President. I'll see you tomorrow, folks.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Join us for the Chicks and Chops fundraiser luncheon Saturday, May 2nd at the Reading Senior Center from 10:30 to 2:30 with special guest speakers Dr. Allen and Dr. Sackfield. Don't miss your chance for an exhilarating ride on Wreck-It Ralph and a chance to bid on a one-of-a-kind Chicks and Chops belt buckle. Get your tickets today at ReadingRodeo.com. Just click on the Chicks and Chops tab. Thank you to our sponsors Reading Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Gold Mark Jewelers, Dignity Health, Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center, Four Winds Jewelry, and this radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction.
Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.